Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Daniel.
And we are Scott and Daniel. And this is our show, a little show we like to call our show.
We sound kind of like a vaudeville act there. Scott and Daniel.
And Scott and Daniel.
Hey, hey, Scott.
Hey, Daniel.
Guess what happened last week when I totaled my Kia?
What happened when you totaled your Kia, Daniel?
I had no Kia.
Ha-ha. Well, yeah. At least that shows us why we should never go into vaudeville.
I think that joke would have killed back in the 1800s.
Oh, yes. They would have definitely enjoyed the Kia joke.
How you doing, Scott?
You know, Daniel, there are times when I'm wonderful and there are times when I'm beyond wonderful. And then there are times when I'm just so far beyond wonderful that I've circled back around to shitty. But I want to tell you this,
yes?
That I am doing well today. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Best day of the week.
Shalemala. Hey. All right.
No, you don't get to do that. I'm the host.
Oh.
So you have to follow my lead. I'm not going to follow your lead. I want to say a couple of things first.
Sure.
Before I ask you how you are, because I am interested in knowing. Uh-huh. That we're recording on Friday. We were supposed to record on Wednesday, with our regular record day being Thursday. Now try to figure that out, folks, and you are a better man than I. However, Daniel was troubled on Wednesday, which he will talk about. Thursday was out of the question because little Zachy Poo and little Danny Poo went to Dizzy Poo. And then Friday ended up being the day when we could both put our heads together, the ones on our shoulders, and do a program. So hence, it is Friday, which means...
Yes?
It's a very fucking busy podcasting day for our precious dear friend Daniel.
That's
because
right.
He's got to do this one. Then he's got to do... put this one together and put it on the air. Then he's got to go do mix minus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got to do that. And then he's got to do the post and the pre and the poo and the pa. So you got your, how are you, Daniel?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for
that
asking.
That is so good to hear.
We have a couple of things that have happened since we last recorded.
A couple of things have indeed happened. I could tell you about my little toe, but that'll be later.
The biggest thing that happened is I bought a new truck. And I talked about this on Mix Minus, but I bought a new truck.
It's
gorgeous.
Extraordinarily expensive truck.
It's gorgeous, though. And it's so fun to drive. And it does everything. I constantly say thank you. To it, you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
yeah,
thank
I know.
You.
I say thank you to our devices. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Last night, Thursday, was the first time that we took her for a extended drive along the interstate. So we went from here to Disney. So that's about an hour away down the interstate.
You took the truck rather than the electric car. Oh,
yeah. That was part of the reason, was to take the truck.
Break her in.
That's right. Take her out. See how she handles at highway speeds, as they say.
Yes. How did she handle at highway speeds?
Oh, so gorgeous. So beautiful. So
Did you thank her as she was driving down the highway?
She did. If I had one complaint.
Uh-oh. There's always a complaint.
If I had one complaint.
Yes. If you had one.
It has the intelligent cruise control.
Uh-oh.
So
your sound cut out, sweetie.
No, it didn't.
I can't hear you.
Oh.
Not a sound... Well, that's
something
hear
on your
you're
side.
Saying.
That's on your side because I have not changed anything.
I can see you perfectly.
I have not changed anything.
Now you're freezing a little, but now you're not frozen,
see.
But I cannot hear
you
still.
Oh, now I can't hear him.
And it's got to be on your end because mine is
either
100.
My
download speed is 100. So now I ask you.
Again.
I don't know why that you're finding this so funny because
not
it's
this
just,
again.
I heard you inhale, but now you're completely frozen. So now you're gone.
No,
now
I'm back.
You're back. Hi. What happened, honey? Did you press the wrong button?
I have no idea what happened. It was just going and then I, never mind. It was some internet thing that it was beyond our control, but we appeared to be back.
Well, yeah.
I don't remember what was the last thing you heard? Oh, if I had one complaint. All right. So
yes, that there we go. Wow,
she has the intelligent cruise control, which is, you know, the step
above. As opposed
above.
To the stupid cruise control?
No, it's a step above the adaptive cruise control. So in the realm of cruise controls, you have your regular cruise control.
Regular cruise control.
Whereby you say, hey, vehicle, drive 70 miles an hour. And it will do so dutifully, regardless of whether the person in front of you doesn't.
Stops. Yeah. Yes.
Then there is the adaptive cruise control, which adds in the layer of saying, oh, the car ahead of you has slowed down, so I will slow down. I will maintain a set space between you and the car ahead of you. And
that's
so
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is adaptive cruise control. Intelligent cruise control.
Oh my God, there's more. Intelligent cruise control.
Oh, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this.
Okay.
When you set it at the speed limit.
You set it and forget it.
You do, because when you drive into another area where the speed limit alters. It reads signs and it goes, the speed limit just went from 70 to 65. I know that you were at 70. I'll move you down to 65.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not shitting you. So it pays attention to speed signs and whatnot. And so anyway, she has the intelligent cruise control. And with that comes the lane centering, the lane centering technology. So the lane centering technology uses cameras to judge where the lines are on the road and make sure that the truck is between those two lines. So no matter
aren't lines?
Then it disengages, and it makes a noise. But
and you go into a ditch.
No, then you steer.
And roll over and die.
But as a safety feature, because this is not a self-driving vehicle, but as a safety feature, you have to be providing tension on the steering wheel for the lane centering to continue to function. If it thinks that you don't have your hands on the steering wheel, for more than 10 or 15 seconds.
If you've passed out.
Yes. From what it says,
had a heart attack.
Oh, you're not paying attention. I'm not only going to stop steering you, I'm going to also disengage the cruise control and basically coast to a stop.
A safe stop.
And, it's got radar and LiDAR and stuff. So, it knows. Well, I don't think it has LiDAR. Anyway.
LiDAR?
Yes.
What is LiDAR?
LiDAR.
Yeah, because I'm going to be smelling methane any second now.
LiDAR. LiDAR. I had to look it up to double check this to make sure.
Bless your heart.
Radar. What does the R stand for in radar?
My guess, and I'm only guessing, is radio.
Yes. So the L in LiDAR, what would that lead you to? What's a cool technology that starts with an L that's similar to radio?
Lactose.
Yes, it uses milk and dairy products to judge how close you are to a car next to you. It's
laser.
It's well known. Yes, laser.
The laser technology.
Yes,
I like lactose better. They have a cow's udder that squirts, and it how far it goes is the distance between the two cars.
Yes. So a LiDAR targets an object with a laser and then measures the time for the reflected light to return. So
and back to your truck. Your truck has radar.
Yes,
but
has radar,
not
but does not have LiDAR.
LiDAR. You know what would be a great punk in this day and age with vehicles like yours?
Mm-hmm.
To print out a very large printed sign that says 15. And stick it over the signs on the freeway so that your truck is going 70 and then it says 15. Why don't we slow down? That would be great.
I have found that it is very aggressive in the braking. When it needs to brake, it is very aggressive at the braking. It all, especially does not like it if a car makes a right-hand turn in front of you. It considers that car to be a danger until it's like beyond the horizon. It will not only slow down as that car is turning right, but it'll like continue to slow and then bleep like, hey, collision warning. And it's just even though the car is turned, I think this truck was once done bad. He was once done wrong by somebody making
bruised.
A right-hand turn.
He's bruised, the poor thing. He's gun shy, as we like to say.
So anyway, the maddening thing about this is that the roads that we are taking in Florida, they are very flat and primarily straight or gently curving. It's an interstate. It's not crazy curvy, whatever.
Yes.
And so you don't have a lot of opportunity to provide a lot of resistance to the steering wheel. So in order to keep the system engaged, you kind of have to do that old Jed Clampett fake Try.
Yes.
Yes. We were just shaking the steering wheel back and forth to keep the system engaged. And that was very annoying. And even then,
it's a learning curve.
Right. Even then, it would say to me, place your hands on the steering wheel. So I, fortunately, I have the option to those two systems don't have to be intertwined. You can turn one off. So I turned off the lane centering and just decided to control the steering myself and let it just handle the speed. And that was a much better experience. So
I will be very interested in when you have your, what we're going to be speaking of next.
Yes.
When you have your trailer attached to the back of your fancy schmancy truck, if the lane centering would be something you'd want to do there because of the extra added length or...
Yes, possibly. Yes.
Now, from what I recall... of when we spoke of your truck last,
yes,
as lovingly as we do,
yes,
that it assists you in backing a trailer into a spot. Is that correct, or is that
that is absolutely correct? We have not spoken about this. You heard me speak about this on
Mix Minus.
Yeah.
Minus.
Yeah. Oh, this is the first show we've had since I bought the truck. Yes, it has a, and I don't know what the Ford term for it is, but for lack of a better word.
Back assistance.
Yeah, it's you can use a dial on your dashboard as the steering wheel. So as you are backing up, so you're controlling the gas and you have it in reverse, you have your car and you know your truck in reverse and you're controlling the gas, but instead of using the steering wheel,
which is already an issue,
to try to, you know, because when you're backing up a trailer, you counter steer, I guess, to make the trailer go. So this eliminates that by using the dial on the dash. You can use it as a steering wheel and the truck will figure out how to counter steer to make the trailer go in the way that you are turning your dial. So you can, you know, as you're backing it into the spot, and this camper that we bought does have a camper trailer.
Backup camera.
Yeah, so that will tie into my truck as well. So I can see out the back and I can go, oh, I need to turn left. I need the trailer to turn left. And instead of me steering the wrong way, you know, so
use your little knob and the knob says this moron's turning it the wrong way. And so I'll adjust for that.
Yes. Now the other thing that this truck, that's with the trailer and that's cool.
Yes.
That's really cool.
I know.
But the truck has on it what is known as 360 Copilot 360 or whatever. All it means is that there are cameras on the two rear view, you know, on the two side view mirrors, there's cameras, and on the front of the truck, there's a camera, and on the back of the truck, there's a camera. And it uses software when you go to, oh, let's say, park your truck in a parking lot. It uses software to stitch together a 360 sky view of your vehicle with the actual terrain around it. So you can, as you're parking in the mall parking lot, you can actually see the sideline. You can see where you are. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can, it helps you park your truck.
As if you had a drone above your head.
Yes, exactly. So it handles, and there's also, I did not have this, but there is an option you can have, which is the park assist, which it will do it for you. It'll park the car for you.
Wait, you chose to not have a particular option?
It was not a big one on my list, so I didn't care about it. And this particular truck that I bought did not have it. Because I don't live in a place where we parallel park often, or, you know, I pretty much park in my driveway and at a store or whatever. So just being able to see it, being able to see around the truck as I'm parking is more than enough. I don't need it to, you know, go to the front of it. You know, you pull to a parallel park, you pull to the edge and you put on your blinker and then the truck says, okay, now, you know, take your hand off the steering wheel and it basically parks your truck for you. It'll back up and park it in.
Oh, how nice.
I don't have that. I think Kathy Bacon has that, but I don't have that.
So. Oh, well, how about Irving Sausage? Does he have it?
I'm just saying, our listener, Kathy Bacon, has contacted me. She also just recently bought a...
Doesn't she have seven different names, this one? I can't keep up. I really can't.
She's just Kathy Bacon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm old and I drink and I've been doing this for so long and people have had different names over the course of these years.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. Now I'm going to briefly pull up, as they say in show business, the Trello.
Yes.
Because I'm the host and that means I have to steer the boat a little bit, which I...
Do you do that from your dash? Do you have a dial that allows you to steer it?
I have a little knob.
Mm-hmm.
that, the sad thing about my knob is that with age, it isn't as functional as it used to be. It is.
Yeah.
It's a chafed knob. We have to do a couple of things. Important business, my darling.
Okay. Okay.
We got two, and you better have not gone to your junk. We got two, count them, two voicemails.
Two voicemails?
Yeah, look at you. Do you do anything other than self-satisfy by buying things and smoking things? And
I don't. That's me. I don't do any work on this show ever.
Nothing ever, ever, ever.
We do, in fact, have two voicemails. One of them, one of them came to us from somebody, and the other one came to us from Scotty Caravaner.
The little Aussie Betla.
Let's take a listen. Shall we? Oh, I have to hit play.
Yeah, that would help, Daniel.
G'day, Auntie Scott. G'day, Daniel. This is Scotty, your Aussie Betla.
Love the order.
This topic's 2 weeks old now, and it's probably too late. But, Daniel, I've got some advice about this whole buying a truck and buying a caravan thing.
Yes.
You've got it arse backwards.
You need
to buy the caravan first.
Why?
Depending how big it is would depend on what sort of truck you need.
Yes.
If you buy a ginormous
yank
tank
thing
that's
huge, you're going to need a giant truck. And if you buy
an America slam.
Teardrop.
No, yank tank. They call campers caravaners, right? They call them caravans.
I think he was referring to the truck, Daniel, not the caravan.
I'm saying yank tank. It's just that it's a slang. That's all I'm saying. It's some Australian slang. Just smile and nod.
Whatever the hell that is, you're going to need like a teeny weeny little truck.
Just smile and nod.
Your Googling advice was great about all this about look for a secondhand one and see if you can't buy it. And that means
the
depreciation won't be bad and you'll get good resale and blah, blah, blah. And that's how you know which one to buy. That's pre-COVID times, sweetie.
There was a little condescension
where
there.
It's really hard to buy these things. They all have good resale.
Yeah, they
and they're
do.
All hard to get.
Yeah.
And they all sell quickly, the secondhand ones, because people just can't get the new ones. So I would be not basing my purchasing decision on pre-COVID. What has good resale value.
Whichever.
Anyway, good luck. You're in America.
Oh, it cut him off. It only records for an hour and a half.
Well, Scotty, thank you for the call, sweetheart, and putting us in the correct order at the top of the call.
Let me say this.
Even though you talk funny, your advice is always, always appreciated, as are your calls.
Do you have
a response?
I do.
Do you have an editorial response?
I do, Scott.
Okay.
I think I covered this
Here is Daniel Brewer with the editorial response.
I believe I covered this on Mixed Minus, but in case I didn't, the reason that we bought the truck first is because this is our very first caravan.
Ah.
And we knew we were going to start small. And so I didn't want to buy an underpowered vehicle because we were buying a small camper. Because within a year and a half, I do a 5 year car loan, right? So I'm going to have this truck for 5 years. So, but within the year and a half of us buying the camper, we're going to get rid of the camper one way or the other, right? If we don't like camping at all.
Oh, another.
Then we're going to sell it and be done with it. We're going to cut our losses, as they say. If we do like camping, we will have had a year and a half of figuring out, you know what's really annoying is this is really annoying. And you know what's not having this kind of space is really annoying. And not having a place that we can do X or Y or not having a place that we can work from or not having a place. Those are going to be things that we'll be learning over our first year of owning a camper. And so if we really do like camping a lot, we're going to then trade in and get a nicer camper that addresses some of those pain points, right? So one way or the other, this camper is not a long-term thing. This is not a five-year camper. This is a learning camper, like a training camper.
We're going to speak about that camper in a little while. But we have, first of all, we have another voicemail.
Also, can I just say one more thing?
Oh, darling, it's your show.
I know that I'm a fag. I know that I am somewhat effeminate, but I am a young country boy from Plant City, and I have always loved big trucks. And so is, there's also a lot of that in there.
Yes, too. Yeah. I would say country boy from Plant City is perhaps true. The young part.
Okay, well, yes.
It's, you know,
at heart.
It's gone,
I'm sorry, I meant at heart. I'm young at heart.
Gone with the wind,
Perhaps a midlife crisis. I don't know, but I've just always been fascinated with the large F-150
trucks. No, if the truck were red, it would be a midlife crisis. Yeah. But because the truck is white,
well,
I've seen it.
That's because I'm racist. Beautiful.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that goes without saying. What is our next voicemail, Daniel?
You know, I haven't named the truck yet, but someone did suggest that I name it Whitey, and I was like, oh, I think Honky. Honky is a much better name.
For Cracker.
No, because it's got a horn. It's got a horn.
Oh, Honky.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know who this is from. It's from Anonymous. Let's listen.
Oh, let's listen.
Yes.
No.
Lulu.
Hi,
Scott. Didn't want to scare you. Hello, guys. This is Scott from Northern California, where it is hot as hell, like 108 degrees on Thursday afternoon.
That's very hot.
I'm doing great. I just recently celebrated my one-year anniversary from having a kidney transplant.
Oh, my.
Things are going good for me. Daniel, congratulations on your new truck.
Thank you.
Really nice. Does it have a Hemi? I always hear Hemis advertised on truck commercials.
I think
probably
that's
a Dodge. But.
Yeah, that's a Dodge thing.
And Scott, I'm glad that Eunice is doing better. I know
how scary
that can be when your
yes.
fur babies get hurt, not feeling well.
Really enjoyed the show.
Yes.
I'll keep in touch more often.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott, from Northern California. Are you a first time? Is he a first time caller?
I believe so. Is it a rule that you have to be named Scott to call this show?
Yes, if you live in and if you live in Northern California, hopefully in post you'll bump up his audio a little bit because it was very soft in my ears.
Oh, so make yourself
a note. I'm giving you work to do.
You don't need to. I don't need to make a note. I always make sure that I always test
that everything levels out. I know.
And
you
then
do
I run it
good.
Through compressors.
Thank you for calling us, sweetheart, and thank you for your concerns and about my girl who's doing incredibly well, very fast.
Did you love that he, Lulu?
That was hysterical.
Lulu.
I have to be honest and say that I listened to it before and I played it for Drew and Drew laughed his ass off.
So that wasn't your natural reaction to that, that phone call? You had rehearsed your reaction.
What's funny is I was really plastered, which is so surprising. Me being under the influence
of
alcohol,
almost
so
never
unusual.
Happens. Almost never happens.
I was really plastered when I listened to it the first time, so it was like hearing it anew today. It's marvelous. Now, that's the little bit of business. Can you see the trellis, darling?
Yes.
Okay, the second that you have to determine whether or not you want to repeat the second card there and talk about those.
Oh, you're talking about the Stroke Boy. Donations.
Contest.
Yeah, that ends today.
And Pride 40. Oh, that ended today. Okay.
So
and the Pride
we will be drawing
update.
A winner tonight.
On Mox Moonis?
On Mox Moonis. And what we'll do is next show, we will draw our winner. Or do you just want me to go ahead and draw our winner tonight on Mix Minus? Because remember, we're giving away.
I know. Yeah. No, but fuck that shit.
No, we'll do it on our show.
Yes. Okay. Fuck.
All right. So
Jesus
our prize.
Christ.
So if you were in the raffle tonight and you didn't win, take heart. You'll have.
Yeah, you're gonna get a chance.
You'll get a chance
to
next week.
Stare at us.
Stare at us while we do the show.
Huge gift. Now, darling, next week. This probably should have been post or pre. Mm-hmm. Next week, we can't record on Thursday either.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad that Thursday is our normal day.
I know. It seems to be the day when we do everything else.
You know what this reminds me of?
What does it remind you of, Daniel?
There was a week in 1986.
Oh, dear.
When I weighed 155 pounds.
Oh.
I am 6 foot tall. And that week in my life,
yes,
when I weighed 155 pounds after having starved myself for months to achieve that weight,
wow,
young 21-year-old me. And yet in my brain, I consider that my normal weight and everything that's happened in the other 50 years and 54 years, 52 weeks is just not normal. So I feel like Thursdays being our normal recording days is kind of like that. It's just like, I don't think we've actually recorded on a Thursday since we've set our Thursday.
No, since we started, I think we got one in. I think there was one Thursday. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we need to do it on either Wednesday or Friday because you know why, Daniel?
Why?
because Thursday is my dentist's appointment.
Oh,
our Drew's and my dentist. And I have to go through all that shit again to get our, we're getting our teeth cleaned. And hopefully the dentist's father won't die, because the last time he canceled because his mother died. And then, all right. So, you know, we've tickled it. We've played with it. We've edged it. Yes. We've even sounded it.
Yes.
But now let's fully speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel.
Yes.
You got a fucking RV camper.
I did.
Trailer. Shit. Fuck. Dude. Pussy and a big goddamn.
I did. We purchased a 2019 Keystone Springdale 2020 QB, in case you wanted to check.
Oh, excuse me. I was told, the QB model.
Well, that stands for queen bed. So, so the
queer babes.
Exactly. No, we just purchased it today. We will be returning to the outlet.
You're going to say returning it tomorrow.
No. We will be returning next Friday, or this coming Friday, for a walkthrough thing that they have to do. Like, they have to walk you through all of the,
show you all the stuff,
teach you how to use your truck's, you know, connections and stuff like that. And then they, you know, they go through the, all the everything. And it's anyway, so that's happening next Friday. So we can take possession of it after that next Friday. However, we're actually not going to take it on its first camping trip until July 9th. So, but anyway, yes, we bought a camper. It was bigger than we were originally looking at, but that's not bad. Because what happened is, Scotty Caravanner was not incorrect when he said that there is the price.
Even though he
the,
said it funny, he yes, sounded funny.
The prices of RVs are kind of crazy right now, because with COVID, everyone was wanting to get an RV. So what's happening is some of these teardrop campers are 20,000 or more. Like, some of them are, you know, up near 20,000, and some of them are 21, 22,000. And this is what we found at the RV show, was like, you know what? If I'm going to spend 20,000, I want to broaden my arena of what we want to buy.
Your arena of what? It's important to have a broad arena of what?
Yes. So this is what led us to sit down and have a very real conversation of, we were looking at teardrops because they were cheaper. And
what do I have to do to get you into this bigger
RV? Right. So what we sat down to decide amongst ourselves was, what are our real priorities? And what we walked away from, I know the long boring story, but what we walked away with was we want a starter camper. So we want something that is under $20,000. This is our very first RV. We know nothing about RVing and stuff. So we wanted a first-time RV that is not going
almost entry-level.
Yes. That is not going to depreciate too much with, you know, in the next year and a half. Because one way or the other, a year and a half from now, this camper will probably go away. So we wanted to check, you know, just make sure that it wasn't going to depreciate too much. And that's really all we want. So under $20,000, everything else other than, you know, the tow weight, because we do have a limit of tow weight. My brand new truck can tow 12,800 pounds. And you should never tow more than 80% of max. So I wanted a trailer that was under 10,000.
And you're significantly above 155 now, so you have to be careful of how much tonnage you put in the truck.
That's true.
Tell us, before this gets any more boring, tell us some of the camper's accoutrement.
It is a 20-foot camper with electric awning. So I can do electric awning.
Ooh.
It has a U-shaped dinette in the back.
Uh-huh.
And there are windows, you know, the side and back, full back window. Uh-huh. So you sit at the lovely dinette out, you know, with panoramic
views.
It has a Dometic refrigerator and freezer.
Yeah.
So it's a very large refrigerator freezer that is
it propane and electric?
Yes, it is electric.
Wonderful.
Or propane.
Mm-hmm.
It has an air conditioner, a 15,000 BTU air conditioner.
That was very important to you.
It has an oven and a cooktop.
Yes.
I doubt they'll get used much, but they're there.
If you want to stay keto.
No, well, it's not that I don't want to cook while we camp. I don't want to cook inside the RV. I would rather, I just don't want the RV to smell like steak. No. I just, you're going
to
bed.
Well, then you barbecue outside.
Exactly. And so that was my thought. You know what? We can just get a camp stove and cook outside. But the, it has a bathroom with a shower and a toilet. So now, it's not a wet, not a wet bath. It is a separate shower and, toilet and
fantastic
sink.
But this troubles me a little
bit. Why does this trouble you?
Because you're going to have to come up with an excuse as to why you have to go to the bathhouse now. It used to be, I got to go shower with everybody else because we don't have a shower. Mm-hmm. Now you have a shower. So how are you going to say, I got to go shower with everybody else
because
I need more space?
Because I am 6 foot tall.
Oh, and it's difficult to shower in the teeny tiny little trailer you
bought. Let's just say that there is a skylight in the shower, and if it were not for the skylight, I would not actually be able to. I would have to hunch over in the shower. Extreme.
Many are like that. Yes, I've been in many an RV, even the Class A's, as they say, and oft times you need that skylight in order not to bump your head.
But here's a fun thing. If we decide,
a fun thing. Wait a second. Hold it. Let me do the fun thing theme. It's a fun thing. It's a fun thing. Daniel's about to say it. It's a fun thing. Daniel.
If we were camping in like boondocking somewhere outside of a glamp ground.
Yes.
It has an outside shower, so I could shower outside.
You could just stand there buck ass naked and shower in front of the flora and fauna.
Could. With hot water. Because it's got a hot water heater. It has a queen size bed in the front.
It actually has a water heater.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a hot water heater because there's no reason to heat hot water. Okay, it has a queen bed, so two queens mm-hmm. can fit comfortably. Mm-hmm.
And one of the
that would be Zachary Jones and Daniel Brewer.
That's right. And one of the nice things about it is the queen bed being in the front. It means that it is not walled in because a lot of these RV mattresses are just a tiny, I'm 6 foot and they're just a tiny bit.
No, you've said that three times in one show.
But this is very important because the other ones that we looked at had the bed sideways and there is only one way that I can lay sideways with my, and not bang my head or bang my feet, right? You have to hit it. So crawling into a bed.
Banging in that trailer.
Well, crawling into the bed is going to mean I'm going to bang my head on something because if you don't hit that exact spot. Anyway, also you have to kind of crawl over somebody if it's sideways because you have to crawl over somebody to get in bed. So having it this way, having it lengthwise means there's nothing at the end of the bed so my feet can hang over the bed.
See, there will be no banging.
There will, not that kind of banging.
Lady of Spain, I adore you for living.
Anyway, I'm very excited. I'm over the moon, as they say.
It's an incredible thing. When Drew and I bought Vi, our RV, the first time, we had rented several, so we knew the ropes. But when we had our own, it was incredibly magical and wonderful and happy making, and the excitement of the possibilities ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Was unreal. I would like to say this about that.
Yes.
Do you have anything else to say, Daniel? Because we are actually coming up on the end of this magnificent program.
No.
So I would.
I have our first trip planned, but.
Please, before we leave, I would love to hear. And also,
actually, that's not even true, but go ahead.
You said something about. July 9th was when you were planning on your first. Okay.
But I think we might take it out before that. My first thought was, well, probably the very first trip would just be to my nephew's and we'll park in his backyard and camp there just to make sure that.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't need
that's a good idea.
Be too far from home or whatever.
That's an excellent idea.
And then, the July 9th trip will be to Sawmill, which is the one that's only an hour from here. So that's the.
And Sawmill's where everybody's naked in the bushes, right?
Yes.
Okay, and July 9th is important because it's the year anniversary of our show. So you're actually going to vacation to celebrate the year anniversary of our show that we've been doing for a year.
That's amazing.
On the 9th of July. With that, I would say this. Thank you, Daniel, once again, even though it's not Thursday.
It's not.
And it won't
although
be Thursday
is our,
next
but
week.
That is our normal.
It is.
Yeah, Thursday is our
Thursday
normal.
Thursday is our regular recording day. I would like to say that I will be in the chat room tonight for The Mix.
Yes.
and harassing both you and Adam Burns. That's the first time we mentioned Adam Burns on our show, so the drinking game for this particular episode of our show wasn't that fun. Yeah. I'll do this. Adam Burns, Adam Burns, Adam Burns, Adam Burns. Now you can catch up. That was shot after shot after shot. I will be there harassing the two of you and enjoying the shit out of it until it's time for Charlie Chan, where I go away with my husband. We watch a Charlie Chan, and hopefully when I come back, the post show will still be going strong. But Adam pussies out because he's not drinking because he wants to lose weight. And so the show ends early and it's whatever. So let me just say this. Thank you, Daniel.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's always a great.
It's always something.
It's always great.
There's always a woman. And lastly and most importantly, good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you would like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AuntieVera and Daniel is @DanielBrewer. As you disembark, remember that this podcast is traveling at the same speed as you. Please watch your step. Thank you.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.